Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you very much. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure box, in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I don't know.
That's fine. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
If there's a child in the household, mm-hmm. it should be properly stored for us.
So would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
Sure.
Between support and oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
No, because I don't think it's going to help.
And so between support and oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
What's that?
Yes. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
Oppose.
What about a locked container or case?
Oppose.
What about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage can be accessible via a key lock?
Oppose.
A combination lock?
Oppose.
A biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint?
Oppose.
Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It shouldn't.
If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Here.
Oh, what was that?
Secure.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
if they're carrying it?
If it's not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer.
Then, yes, it needs to be securely.
So, in that case, between support and oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes the language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I don't know. I
got to
think about that one.
Okay. That's fine. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Say that again.
Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Undecided.
Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Undecided.
Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Understood.
Right. In terms of your, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Black.
Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. And that was the last question for the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
I don't...